So, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Hello. Just chatting about AM talk shows.
Yeah.
Just off the air there. Jade, we found out that one of our colleagues here at the AM station has a talk show and he plays his own music. And when I say that, I mean he was a recording artist in the 70s and he plays his own records. And I was like, wow, this is Jade's dream shift. Imagine that, you having a show where you just talk about whatever you want and play music that you sing.
It would be very special.
An honor, really. Talk us through what the show would be like.
I don't know. You guys are the radio nerds. You fascinate, fantasize about going on to AM one day.
Well, I don't.
I think you would go, I think chihuahuas, there'd be the doggy report.
Yeah.
Which would be just like what your chihuahuas have been up to the last week. And then, I don't know, something like a music feature, but it'd be all about what has Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift been up to the last week.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, how are their songs going?
Yeah.
What's happening in their lives? Do you approve of Taylor Swift's latest boyfriend?
Yeah.
Or do you not approve?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Knitting corner.
What would you talk about? Antiques.
Yeah, Creeper, what would your AM talk show be about?
Antiques.
Maybe like the business corner, like making money.
Really? So you'd be one of those like experts.
I think
almost
like
a finance
Koshy. I think there's
expert.
Money in that.
So Koshy, you would be like Newcastle's Koshy.
That would be quite cool. I think you can do all right off that.
We just need to shave the rest of your hair off.
Yeah, bald. That's right. I'm already thinning. So
get your pair of glasses.
Just shave your hair off. You can be Koshy.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have to leave like the strip, the donut strip of hair around
Absolutely.
The outside?
Absolutely.
Maddie will be banned from AM radio because you've pranked all the radio stations that much. No one will hire you.
Hattie. Oh, it's Hattie Marison.
What are you talking about? I've never done that.
Oh, please.
I've never done that.
Please.
That's one of your top hobbies of all time.
Your favourite.
You know what?
What?
Should we do one now?
What?
A prank call.
Let's call an AM talk station right now.
I don't know.
I'm exhausted.
No, we're going to do it. Come on. It's fun. Let's. Who can we
prank?
This is why,
so this
can
we
is why you never
you
get in a job
burnt
your
AM. Bridges in AM.
He's like, I wouldn't do that. He's
Let's
actually
do
it right now.
Let's do it.
What's on? Okay, think about our region. So John Laws is on at the moment. We can't shit in our own backyard.
No.
So we same company. We can't be pranking John Laws. He's not.
There'd
prankable
be AM
John
breakfast
Laws.
In Perth.
Nah. Let's do like small time local radio.
Oh.
What about Muswellbrook? 2NM.
That's still just down the road.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
It's asking for trouble.
I don't want to participate.
Yeah, I don't like this whole thing.
You guys are such pussies.
I'm a goody two shoes, yes. Nothing wrong with that. Because if I ever do have to go on to AM,
you want a clean
slate. I want to be employable.
Clean slate.
You guys are no fun.
No, thinking about it, I probably would. I'd have like a Dr. Harry segment. I'd get gardening on. I'd maybe speak to, you know, a cook. Have I gotten better in my older age? No, I still can't cook.
No.
So I get, you know, someone, a celebrity chef on. I actually think I'd be pretty good at AM, to be honest.
It'll give us your demo.
Well, I'd have to change my voice, wouldn't I?
Yeah, give us your AM talk voice.
Hello, Poppets. Thanks for joining me yet again for another morning of Shirley Temple Classics. We're going with music from the 40s to now. And we also love Lady Gaga on this show, and we will be talking a little bit about her later on. And her new boyfriend, I don't know, think he's the one. She's been alone for a long time, and I just want her to find love, and we'll delve into that a little bit later. But coming up in the next 10 to 15, Dr. Harry Cooper. Yes, he's still alive, and he joins us on the show, talking about chickens, because... Daryl's contacted me and he's having an issue with one of his chooks, he says. Seems like it can't flap its wings. It might be overfeeding it a few chicken pellets, but Dr. Harry will definitely be able to solve that problem, Daryl. Don't you worry.
And yeah, it's producer Matthew here. And Jade, I do believe we've got our royal wrap coming up as well, where we find out all about what's happening with the royal family.
Oh, has there been a development?
Yeah, there's been a big development. If you want to have your say, 13:10:09.
Oh, perfect. Oh, I love a developing story in the royal family. Well, stick around, but right now, a song from me. This is off my album. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Obviously, it was a take of Cyndi Lauper, and I did covers of just her songs. I hope you enjoy.
And how was it? How was it?
Oh, it was a fantastic album. You know, it was my days when I'd just come off FM radio and I decided to do a Cyndi Lauper tribute show. It was very big, very big. I actually have this fond moment at the Wall's End, I think it was the 16s. It's changed now. It's no longer there, but fantastic crowd. They loved every minute of it, and I think you're going to love every second of this song.
Producer Matthew here. Jade, we don't have that song in the system.
What do you mean you don't have it in the system?
We don't have that
song in the
system.
Lucky for you, I've got a copy on this CD that I take with me everywhere.
I do have your latest single, though.
Oh, well, let's go with that. That'll do. What is it?
I don't know. I'll just play it.
Perfect. Dink head, 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 head. What a ding head. Ding, 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 ding.
This is the most cool thing we've ever done. Like, this is real, like, trippy shit.
Yes, and that is a recording of me with ding head.
Enjoy the podcast.
My days in FM.
It's nothing like this.
It's nothing like this whatsoever. But I think
that's
you'll
really
enjoy the show.
That's 8 minutes of shit there, isn't it?
I think you're going to be a great AM radio.
Oh,
thank
I'm
you.
Actually, like, very surprised
I was just
at that.
Listening and enjoying it.
Really? Were you really?
You've got a good voice for
you've
it.
You've got a good voice.
Thank you. It. Well, obviously, when you have to step up and become...
Being put out to pasture.
Put out to pasture. You've got to evolve. That's a lot of things that the youngins don't really know these days.
My dear guys, for our main show... Let's do a challenge where we all have to host half an hour of talkback and see if we can do it.
Half an hour.
Half an hour. No.
I honestly, going back to real me, I actually wouldn't mind
Let's
doing that.
Let's make it happen. We'll contact our other AM station here and see if they'll give us like a 1 hour slot, 20 minutes
It'd
each.
Be fun. And you know what pissed me off, actually? I never got allowed to do the AM shift out at Muswellbrook. It was my first radio station I worked at. When someone called sick, I never got the call up. Bit insulted. Now's my time to shine.
Oh, well.
I'll do it if you guys do it.
Yeah, you're reluctant. Yeah, yeah. You're like, no, totally. More work. I don't get paid extra for this.
Totally reluctant, but I'll do it.
Be fun.
Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Oh, good morning, guys. Bull in a china shop. You just don't stop, Jade.
What did I do?
You just knocked your bottle over three times.
Did you just witness that? I know we both had a moment, Crevo, where we just looked over. Jade moves every single item on her desk to a different spot before the show starts.
Move the cup, move the pen, move the bottle. Oh, the bottle's fallen over. Pick it up again, knock it over again.
I had to have everything.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, everything's just right around me.
It has to be in its right spot.
Feel comfortable.
It has to be on top of the box which holds the muesli with the spoon next to it in the right place.
I can't perform in unorganised chaos.
There's a touch of the OCDs about it. Just a little touch, I'm just saying.
I've really learned to turn the microphones on at the last second now to avoid your...
Microphone stands.
Movement.
Yeah.
That's all part of the pre-show ritual, isn't it?
How was your night, guys?
Anything
good.
Special? Your car broke down, of course,
oh,
Trevor.
Yeah.
No car. How have you been coping?
Well, this morning I went on to Uber, and I usually pick the Uber X option.
What's that? Is that the fancy version?
The cheap one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
standard.
There was none available, so I had to opt for comfort.
Oh, what car?
It was like an i30. I was like, well, this is not... I feel like they've just ripped me off here.
Do you get any other perks in the car?
Nothing. So I think what they've done is they've gone, right, we're just going to upgrade a bunch of cars to the comfort option. You all get comfort and we get more money.
What did you talk about on the way to work?
I just did my work.
Oh.
Did you get any of Maddie's old regulars?
Nah, I didn't, but I have had them before.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know Maddie?
Yeah,
they'd
be all sad. They'd be like, well, where's Maddie gone? Did he get his license?
Yeah, that's right.
No,
of course not. Have you met him? I thought you'd met him.
Oh, good on you guys.
So
good
that
on
was
you.
That. What about your night? What did you do?
I had a great night. I just watched travel videos on YouTube. I really want to go travelling again.
No.
You and a lot of people are just missing it, I think.
Funny you say that, though.
Yeah.
I actually got a notification on my phone that apparently this Jacinta Ardern, the PM over there, is going to creating a travel bubble. It looks like it's on
possibly,
the talking boards again.
Possibly. So it would be a state-by-state scenario with New Zealand. It's not guaranteed. I think it's a little bit of
before.
An election promise, to be honest.
That's
New Zealand election.
That's what it stank of to me.
Yeah.
Is, oh, they're just trying to wind up a couple of extra votes just to seal things in.
That cheeky dove.
It'll be nice.
Oh, sign me up. I'd love to go to New Zealand.
I know. Hobbiton, here I come.
Just be in a different country and eat an airline meal. Like, it just all sounds great to me.
Well, guys, I made a promise to do something on this show which involved a mask, but I need to apologise.
Oh, that mask.
And explain why this is not happening after this.
Okay. Yeah, big trouble yesterday.
Yeah, got in trouble.
Big trouble.
Big trouble. So I'm going to set the record straight.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
So we get a bit carried away on this show at times.
Oh, as if.
No,
we do. And we all get excited. And sometimes the boss has to say, they'll pull us up and say, guys, you've gone too far. You can't do that. And that's basically what I've done. So not long ago on the show, we did butt masks. Which basically are like face masks, but for your bottom.
Your bum cheeks.
And then I came across the Fig Femme mask. Now I've discovered a new sort of mask for a different part of the body.
Oh, tell us.
Well, it is for the ladies' vajayjay.
Right, now...
It's a designer mask.
That even works.
For the Field of Dreams, Creevo.
I don't understand.
So basically, it's...
Can I just say, two blokes in a room, so awkward when that was mentioned. Like, so many blokes out there would be like, listen to these guys.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
It's Creevo, what's your excuse?
Well, I don't know.
In all fairness, it's a new thing.
Yeah.
So it basically, if you're still not cottoned on, it's a mask for your lady's private part to pamper it. So, the boss found out exactly what it was.
So what were you going to do with the mask? You're going to apply it live
apply
on air.
Apply it live on air. I was going
to yourself.
Put the mask on air and review it.
And just say,
and explain what it's, you know, what it does, the benefits, how it feels. Exactly like the butt mask. I didn't think there was anything wrong with doing that.
Apparently there was.
Thought it was fine. So the boss found out exactly what it was. And he said, no, you can't do that, basically. So I need to apologise because I promised everyone I was going to do it.
You got an email from him. Read the email out.
Yeah, look, I'll read the email. That's the shame bell. Hi, JD. I know I gave the okay yesterday to do your body break on masks. However, I was under the impression we were discussing face masks, not femme masks, in quotations. Now having this information, unfortunately, I feel this firmly goes against the family filter and would be in breach of the family values we bring to breakfast. Because we can't really be having kids questioning what a
what that's all
what
about.
A femme mask is all about, I guess.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah. Mm. But I love this bit. So he goes on to say, as much as I'd like you to enjoy a relaxing mask while at work, this is not to go ahead under any circumstances. I apologise for the confusion and feel free to enjoy the masks at home. Cheers.
Do like, your own review, Jade, on your own time, is what he's saying.
Yeah, so that's nice. I get to keep them.
That was the plan all along, wasn't it?
It was.
What can I do that's so extreme? The boss will say no and I'll have to keep the products.
So, yeah, that's that.
Have they arrived?
No.
Better call them up.
Well, they're in the post. They're getting sent from the company.
It's taking ages.
Yeah, true.
Next week on the show, Harry Potter section on magic wands, as you're calling them.
So that was a bit awkward. Never had to apologise before.
Oh, well. That's the first for everything.
Yeah.
There you go, Jade. You've tarnished your perfect image.
Yeah.
Up next, guys, lads versus lasses. This is our very own Battle of the Sexes game. We need one guy, one girl. Jade, tell us what the tally board's at.
Oh, so the guys are on 16 and the girls are on 14. So we're clawing back slowly.
Now, we gave them a couple of easy wins, didn't we, Maddie?
Oh, we did.
You love saying that every morning.
Well, we need to solidify our lead again.
Yeah, it would be good. It would be good. 13-10-09, one guy, one girl.
Come on, girls.
We've got the boom net passes up for grabs, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. That's great right. School holiday fun. These went off when we were giving them away on the weekend. So if you want one.
Basically, you get to ride in the back net sort of thing of a boat on Lake Macquarie. Just awesome fun. You want to get your hands on these. 13-10-09.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
Right, it is our Battle of the Sexes game, and as expected, of course, lads smashing it. We're currently on
16.
Lasses on 14.
We're clawing back.
That's
come
what
on,
they say.
Ladies,
you
get
know,
the claws
I've heard
out.
It all before. 13-10-09 to get involved. One guy, one girl. Let's do this.
All right, here we go. Drum roll. We're going to Anthony. He loves a nudie sunrise. He's a truckie, and his favourite animal is a tiger, but isn't a Tiger King fan. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, brother.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, man. Give us your best tiger growl. Ooh, I like it.
You want a boom net cruise ticket?
How's the sunrise this morning? Are you viewing it?
Mate, it is perfect as usual.
Whereabouts are you on the road?
I just come through Thorn at the moment on my way to Morpeth.
Oh, nice. Oh, Morpeth.
You know what, Anthony? I don't know if you've listened to the show for long, but you and Jay, match made in heaven.
Yeah, you like tiger sounds and trips Morpeth. Out to Morpeth.
And sunrises.
Like if she wasn't married, it might be good.
He's thought of that before, I think.
Oh, Anthony, I want you to win now, but secretly, you know, I can't have that happening. So let's let's go to the first question. The BB... in BB cream stands for what?
Body.
Incorrect.
Actually stands for beauty balm cream.
Did you know that, Jay?
No, actually, I didn't.
Oh, we're all learning.
Yeah. All right. Question two, Anthony. If you lay a pencil skirt flat, would it look like which shape? A, a circle. B, a big pile on the floor, or C, a rectangle?
B.
C is correct.
No,
a rectangle.
He said C. Cool.
As if he said a big pile on the floor.
I don't know. I thought I heard that. Okay. Question three. Which of the following is not an ex-boyfriend of Taylor Swift? A, Calvin Harris. B, Harry Styles. Or C, Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran.
Correct. You got two points on the board.
Oh, good stuff. Hold the line there, Anthony.
Throwing down the gauntlet is what that is called.
No.
Let's meet our lass, Courtney. She's currently watching hot air balloons over the Hunter Valley. Her mum is teaching her to drive, and she loves prawns. Hello, Courtney. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, we are doing good. What a start to your day watching hot air balloons over the Hunter Valley.
Yes, it's
stunning.
Lovely.
Oh, nice one. Do you live out that way or you just
visiting? Yes, I'm a local. I'm a local.
Nice one. Now, is your mum a good driving instructor?
She was a previous owner of a convertible, so no.
Okay. Oh, well, still, she's got her license. We'll get Maddie out there for a couple of lessons.
Courtney, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Okay, cool. I wasn't sure. You have a mature-sounding voice on the phone. I was thinking, I wonder if you're in Maddie's league.
Another mature driver.
Yeah.
Learn to drive it. No, you're young. It's a normal age. Cool, let's move on.
All right, Courtney, let's get you these WinNet tickets. Oh, they're on fire today, aren't they? All right, question number one for you, Courtney. AMG is a tuning house for which famous car brand? Mercedes. Incorrect. Question number two. LeBron James is currently signed to which NBA team?
Lakers.
Oh, that is correct.
Good job.
Now, if you get this one correct, we go to a tie and we're going to flip a coin to break the heat. Here we go. Question number three. AEG makes what?
Shoes?
No, tools. Tools. That means the lads walking away with the win.
The guys won.
Well done. Anthony, a legend.
You know. All yours, mate. That BoomNet pass out at Lake Mac. Make a splash these school holidays on a BoomNet cruise with Lake Macquarie Cruises.
You know,
awesome. Yeah, go the lads.
Yeah, good, good. Thanks, man. Enjoy your day. If you want to register to play anytime this week, 13:10:09, you can register with producer Jackson right now.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hey guys, of course the long weekend is coming up and you might be thinking, hey, it's time to put the man to work. You know, those jobs he's never started that you've been asking him to do for months and months. Well, what we thought we'd do this morning is, what job should you have left for the tradies? My mum and her partner tried to install an air conditioner recently.
No.
Didn't end well. Apparently, it's not that easy.
It looks hard.
Well, it ended up costing $2,000 for them to come out and fix it.
You're kidding.
My mum's partner thinks he's a real handyman.
He's a fireman.
He's a real regular Jim.
Yeah.
You know, you should have called Jim's air conditioning to begin with.
Well, you would have seen it a lot in the paint shop as well, people trying to do it themselves and absolutely stuffing it up.
Why can't you paint the outside of your house in enamel paint? You just can't.
I'm going to try anyway. Are you?
Oh, it's so annoying. People do think they can just do certain jobs and not have to call the professionals in. You are right. Painting is one of them. All of you painters out there that are listening right now, you know what I'm saying and I know how you feel.
Because they would have done so many fixes.
I can do it myself. Yeah. It's terrible. But 13:10:09, what job should you have left for the tradies?
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
What job should you have left for the tradies? You gotta go away. Yeah, of course, it happens every long weekend, you know, school holiday time. You put your man to work. Usually, 9 times out of 10, they stuff it up.
Build that cubby house. You've been saying you're going to do it for months and months and months, and you still haven't.
When we bought our house, we thought it was all good.
Turns out it wasn't.
We decided to just update the kitchen a little bit.
Yeah.
So Ben and I realised that the guy who owned the house previously put the kitchen in himself, and he had cabinets like that were up high on the wall, actually just resting on the, was it where the steam gets sucked up?
Oh, yeah, the
exhaust fan.
The exhaust fan. Yeah. So the range hood. The range hood. That's it. We all had no idea then. But yeah, the cupboards were on the range hood, just sitting there.
Not even glued to the wall.
Wasn't bolted in.
Should have called in the tradies.
100%.
Gabby, what job should you have left for the tradies?
Hey guys, I need to preface this with the fact that my partner's actually normally an incredibly good handyman. He's fixed heaps of stuff.
Yeah.
But probably about maybe 2 or 3 months ago, we got a tradie out to give us a quote, and it was ridiculous to replace our fireplace. And he's like, nah, I'm going to do it myself. Went off, ripped the fireplace out, at which point we realized that there was a big, long metal shaft that extended right through to the second story of our house that has since descended. And we now can't figure out how to put it back or how to put the fireplace back in. So we've got, like, a repaired fireplace and a large metal shaft in our living room.
Oh, no. Oh,
Gabby, you'd be filthy. What have you done to punish him? Hey, Gabby, you
That's
should have left that job for the tradies.
Oh, Gabby. Yeah.
Thank you, Gabby.
That's
appreciate
terrible.
Your call. Dean, hey, Dean, what job should you have left for the tradies?
Mate, I'll tell you that much.
No, there you go. I told you.
It's hard, isn't it, painting?
Mate, it's not the easiest job in the world. I wish I hadn't have done it myself.
What did you paint? The inside of your home or the outside?
Inside my bedroom.
Right.
What did you screw up, Dean?
Around the windows. The missus was not happy.
You know, it's like when a lady puts some lipstick on when she's had some bevvies, you know? It's just all over the place, all over the mouth. Do your windows look kind of like that?
Yeah, it does a bit.
Terrible.
Or it's more like when they're trying to put lipstick on in the car while you're driving, it's even worse.
And then you hit the brake on purpose. Yeah, no, that's not good. Because it's when they say that you cut corners, isn't it? Cutting corners.
Cutting in.
That's so hard.
It's actually not.
It is. Or you worked in a paint shop, Mr. Hoity-toity.
Oh, I get it.
Should have called
Dean.
Maddie.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Jasmine. Hey, Jasmine. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So what job should you have left for the tradies?
We should have left tiling our bathroom.
Oh, so you had a crack at this yourself?
No, my partner did. He, yeah.
I love how she's like, wasn't me, it was my partner.
Don't blame me, it was my partner. I chose the tiles, he just put them together.
Now, Jasmine, tell us about the OG bathroom. Is it like one of those really old ones and you've just sort of put a nice fresh white subway tile or something?
It was the worst bathroom when we moved in. It was like those really old-fashioned like blues and like bright like reds and all that. It was terrible.
Sounds beautiful.
And then we decided to go like a nice white charcoal. And then I chose to be extravagant and went beehive for the shower, and my partner had a shot of that, and it's like wonky. It's so bad. It's so bad. And it's like, oh, I should have just left it to someone else to do it.
Jasmine, does it look worse now than what it did to begin with?
Not so much. It looks all right. It's better colours. That's all I got to say.
Oh, Jasmine.
Terrible execution.
I love you, Jasmine. A school holiday entertainment pack for you, Charlestown Square. You enjoy that.
Poor thing.
Absolutely.
The poor thing.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
A brother has had to organise his birthday party for his sister, but he got the theme for the birthday entirely wrong. So she's only 12, which is a big deal when you're turning 12. I'll tell you what he's done after this, but she was basically in shock at her birthday party.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
And we're talking K-pop parties.
That's right, because a really sweet brother was tasked with decorating his sister's 12th birthday party.
Oh, how lovely.
Really sweet. And he knew his sister was a big fan of K-pop, which is Korean pop music bands,
if you're not aware.
But when it came to her party, he decided to focus more on the Korean rather than the pop. Mm-hmm. So her brother, Victor, shared the moment his sister walked into her themed birthday party. She was so excited.
Thinking posters of BTS all over the wall.
Yeah,
young Korean
Blackpink, you know, has teamed up with Selena Gomez and Lady Gaga lately on a couple of their songs, so she was super excited. But then she got a big shock because her brother decided to base the party around the most famous Korean he knew, North Korea's supreme leader, Kim Jong-un. There was a poster of the leader, which had been edited to make him look as if he was wearing a party hat and was surrounded by balloons with his face all over them, as well as a cake which was adorned with multiple pictures of Jong-un in various stances. Taking to Facebook, Victor insisted that his sister loved the party, though the images of her unimpressed face suggest otherwise.
Do you have pictures of this, Jade?
I can bring them up for you.
I would really like to see that. So was this story out of South Korea?
There's a face there.
Obviously, it was a South Korean birthday party.
Yeah, she wasn't too happy.
She wasn't, as you can imagine. Happy. Well, like,
imagine that.
Yeah.
Where do you buy communist materials for birthday parties?
You have to make your own. I think
he's put in all the work. He said, this is a quote. He said, here's the thing from Victor, her older brother. I know you like those Korean singers, only I don't know it very well. So the theme of your party, I made the most famous Korean I know, okay? That's what he said to her.
Not okay.
You know what? There's literally only one song on the North Korean charts, and that's this. Like, it's been number one for, like, 70 years.
And I think it was composed by
Kim's dad or grandfather.
He wrote it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, apparently.
Really?
With his eyes closed.
Yeah. He's the sort of guy, when you get on the golf course, oh, you've got another hole-in-one, sir. Congratulations. And it's just like the little ball caddy guy just dropping the ball in the hole at a distance. It's that sort of gear, you know. If you don't, you've had a bad day of golf, you know he's upset.
The best thing about the cake, though, right, he actually had 8 different poses of Kim Jong-un on the cake, which represented different figures of, like, a pop band.
He had a go, but he just didn't do very well. If you want some entertainment, like North Korean-style stuff, I've talked about this, I think, on the show before, but there's a great website.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un looks at things. Okay. Because in his publicity photos, right, he's always, like, out and about, like a man of the people, like at factories, at sort of schools and stuff, and he's always looking at stuff.
Always nodding. Smiling.
And he always does the same pose. It's hilarious. If you've got free time, are you looking at it now, Matty?
I've just pulled it up. I love the classic photo of him on the phone.
Yeah. Outside. It's one of those ones where if you look down in the corner, the phone's not actually connected to anything.
So is it Kim Jong-un looks at things?
Yeah, if you just Google that, it will come up. It's hilarious.
We have the same phone.
Yeah, we do too. Jade, Matty and Griso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Big thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe. They always hook us up with the coffees.
They sure do. Always delicious.
10 out of 10.
Yummy.
Yeah, treat your employees today.
Yeah, or even just get them around to your workplace.
Happy Mobile Cafe. .com.au.
And on 13.10.09, when did you need to be saved? We're throwing this out there because a little boy actually became stuck in a Chupa Chups tin recently and had to undergo a dramatic rescue involving police, fireys and paramedics.
Oh, my God.
So the lollipop tin, it was one of those, you know, ones where they actually stock at the shops?
Yeah,
like the ones you get at Christmas and they're just full of them.
All the Chupa Chups in there, Chupa Chups. So, yeah, it was packed.
Wow.
Obviously, he emptied them, jumped inside it, got stuck, and needed a dramatic rescue. So on 13.10.09, have you ever been in a similar situation where you needed to be saved?
Obviously, it doesn't have to be a Chupa Chups tin.
No, it could be anything. Stuck in a fence.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you got injured in the park with the kids.
Just need to be rescued from some sort
Anywhere.
Of situation.
Any rescue story.
Any rescue story. Have you been rescued? 13.10.09.
7:06 right now. Harry Styles, Adore You. This song doesn't get old, does it?
No, you love it.
I love it. I love him. I can't tell the difference.
You're a fan.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
When did you need saving?
This is all because a little boy became stuck in a Chupa Chups tin recently and he had to undergo this dramatic rescue involving the police and the fireys and the paramedics. And you're going to believe this. We actually have his mum, Cherie, on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, Cherie.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about little Alessio's experience. That would have been very frightening for him.
It was.
How did this happen, Cherie? And first of all, are you loving the media attention?
Oh, it's all been such a shock. Like, I just didn't expect anything to come of it. And yeah, I woke up the next day and it had just blown up.
Now, did you end up getting any free Chupa Chups out of the deal? Because I feel like they've gotten a real free ride out of this whole thing.
Yeah, we actually are waiting for a little something to come in the mail from
them. Yeah, you are. You got to hustle what you can, right? Nothing comes for free.
So, Cherie, tell us, how did he manage to get stuck in this tin? Because he's only four.
Yeah, he's four. So I keep it in the toy room and I usually just chuck all their balls in it. And I was vacuuming in the other room and he brought it out into the living room and he scooped all the balls out and climbed inside, which he's done when he was smaller. But he's obviously grown since he did it last. And he's tried to crouch down in it and his feet have got stuck flat against one side and his knees against the other.
Poor thing.
Yeah, I went to grab him. He was saying he was stuck, so I went to lift him out and the whole tin came with him. And I was like, oh, you're quite stuck. So, you know, I tried to, you know, move his legs and whatnot. And no, he was jammed. Like, he would not budge.
Cherie, how did you feel when you called 000 and said, my kid's stuck in a Chupa Chup container?
Honestly, I felt so stupid.
What did they say? Were they laughing or...?
No, they were really good, actually. They said, do I need police, fire, or ambulance? And I said, look, I don't know who I need. And I, like, tried to explain my situation. And they transferred me to the police, and then I had to explain again. I didn't know who I needed. I didn't mean to cause any sort of commotion or anything like that. I just needed someone. I needed help from someone.
Of course.
They alerted all services. So, yeah, I ended up with the police, fire and ambulance.
Because even they didn't know.
Understandable.
Yeah. So how did they, have to cut him out? Like, who was the one in the end, which service was the one that got him out?
So the paramedics were... There was one paramedic that sort of was very involved, but it was mainly the firefighters. They squashed the tin as much as they could, like into an oval shape, and then they asked if I had a belt, and they put the belt sort of under his legs and, like, slowly lifted his knee more towards his chest to sort of,
This is a once-in-a-lifetime operation.
I know, rescue, right? Operation. They'll be talking about that down at the fire shed for ages, like you can imagine. And the other person I like to think about is the person who took the 000 call. Yeah. You can imagine them, like, frantically flicking through the handbook trying to find Chupa Chup tin situation. It's just not in here.
So in the end, I'm just curious, how long was he actually in the tin for?
Well, I tried for about 20 minutes before I even made the call, and then they took about 15 minutes.
To get there.
So
oh,
good 40
yeah.
minutes or so.
To get him out.
So. Yeah, well, good stuff. Well, thanks, Cherie. Enjoy the Chupa Chups or the big fat check, and whatever works.
And what a great 21st story you've got now.
100%.
You won't be leaving this one down anytime soon.
That's so funny.
Thanks heaps, Cherie.
Amazing. What a story.
One more. Katie, hey, when did you need saving?
So I used to work in Charlestown Square a few years ago, and I got stuck in the David Jones elevator.
Oh no. That's awkward.
Yeah, it's even worse because there's not much signal in there, so I couldn't really call anyone. I just had to push the bell and just wait there. And then they sort of, like, open up the doors and they throw some water bottles in there and then you just have to wait until they get the elevator working again.
Throw some water bottles in.
Yeah, have some water.
Biggest fear.
And I'm like, oh, I don't really want the water. I just want to get out of here. And then you start thinking of, like, I don't know, the people you get cut in half and you get pulled out. And it's a bit nerve-wracking. One time there was a lady in there with me and she was freaking out. She was sweating. She was, like... breathing really heavy, and then she'll start to, like, go,
Scary.
God, get me out of here.
It's a worry,
is
Katie.
Such a cooked story.
This has happened to you more than once.
Yeah, it has.
So why
actually.
Do you keep going back in the same elevator?
Use the stairs.
I mean, I'm obviously a thrill seeker to go back in there after one time being stuck in there, but I thought, surely it's not great. I don't recommend it, but.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Go.
Thanks, yeah. Katie. I mean, wow. Hope you're not claustrophobic listening to that segment.
No.
Yeah, either stuck in a tin or a tin elevator.
Yeah. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Hey, mate.
Yeah, good morning. I've got an update on how Naya Rivera's family are dealing a few months on from her tragic passing. Also, too, details on the disastrous Demi Lovato engagement.
Oh, no.
Poor Demi. Jade, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Oh, yeah, here he is. Yeah. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm good. I've got a bit of an update on how Ryan Dorsey and his 5-year-old son Josie are going a couple of months after the very sad passing of Naya Rivera. Now, you might remember there was a bit of a boating incident over in California where she sadly lost her life. He's now moved in with Naya's 25-year-old sister to co-parent their son, which I think is really sweet.
What a nice story.
Yeah. So this happened after they were sort of moving out of the old house that they shared together, and apparently they just really bonded, and he wants to keep the family close and those sort of ties to Naya really strong.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good.
You know what? I was looking for something to watch on Netflix the other day, and I came across Glee. I don't think I can watch it anymore.
Do you know what? I was doing the exact same thing over this weekend just gone.
Yeah.
It's a hard watch because there's so much tragedy around so many of those characters now.
It's like so many of them have had gone through tragedy.
Yeah, it's not
such a downer to watch it.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, it's poor Glee, jeez.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, that's a good ending. I mean, look, what a horrible situation. At least, you know, there's support there, so.
Yeah, and onlookers said they're obviously helping each other lift their spirits. So, sweet story. So I'll keep
really
you updated on that if
hear.
Any more news comes out of that. Moving on to Demi Lovato. In July, I did report she was sporting a $2.5 million engagement ring.
Yeah.
That engagement's now off.
No, Demi.
That didn't last long, did
it? No, it didn't. It broke up over the weekend. Now her ex-fiancé, Max, is taking the split to social media. He's revealed that she's bullying him, she's lying, she's encouraging her fans to take him down. He says, please stop trying to thank you next to me. A reference to Ariana Grande's popular breakup song.
Jeez.
So what happened to the ring? Do we know?
We're not sure yet, but...
eBay, probably.
It'll be interesting. Hey, there are reports, though. So there was a Guess Who Don't Sue that I seen the other day that a big celebrity had flushed their engagement ring down the toilet. They did a bit of a Lara Bingle.
No.
So I don't know. It could be Demi Lovato, but reports are saying that she wants nothing to do with him anymore. And I've got to say, this is the most interesting thing to come out of Demi Lovato's life since she was asked what kind of dish she liked, and she replied with this.
I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold hot things that you don't have to touch.
I love Twitter providing stuff on this.
That's amazing. But you know what? There was a big rumor about that her ex, Max.
Oh, that really funny.
I like mugs,
but apparently no one knew where he came from. They're like, how can he afford the ring? So Demi, apparently they were saying she bought the ring herself.
Oh, well, you know what? If she's flushed that $2.5 million ring down the toilet,
she's crazy. Ring
that shame bell because she should have donated that to charity or something.
Auction it off.
Yeah. I like mugs.
Oh, we'll leave that there. Thank you, Jackson.
No worries.
News time next. And after that, we are playing What's My Age Again. This is the game, Crevo, where we just guess your age.
Exactly right. Because we talk to people all day, every day on the radio, we get really good at guessing people's ages by their voice. Now, we've decided to change the rules a little bit. It's now whoever's closest in the team gets a point.
I love a rule change midstream. Always great.
Yeah, of course.
Well, someone's got to win.
Yeah,
well,
the points aren't going up fast enough. You're currently in the lead, Maddie. 2 points. Jade and I have one.
I think you've been in the lead for the last 3 months, so...
Things have got to change.
Good. Jade, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, so guys, up next we are playing What's My Age Again. We need a couple of callers, 13 10 09, to have a go at this. All you do is have a chat with us, and then we do our best to try and figure out how old you are.
Yeah, easy.
We all think we're really good at this because, you know, we talk to people all the time and we're good at judging voices. So far, we haven't done so well.
The leaderboard, me currently leading 2 stars and you guys on 1 star apiece.
Yeah.
Yeah, closest person to get the age gets a point.
Try and fool us.
Yeah, exactly. Try and trick us. 13 10 09 to have a go.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. What's my age again? What's my age again? The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Yeah, challenge around the team to see who's the best at guessing people's ages purely based on voice. Now, most of the time, you as a listener are able to trick us because your voice has somehow deceived us. But I don't know, I feel like we've got a chance today. I've got a good feeling today. Of course, a bit of a new system on the scoring. We are going closest gets a point.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Closest, is it? It's closest without going over.
So before, we just have to nail it head on.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Get the point.
Now it's closest without going over.
Okay, that sounds good. Andrea.
You're not one for the rules, are you, Jay?
Good morning.
Hey, Andrea.
Hello. Sorry, hello. Andrea, what kind of car do you have?
A Nissan X-Trail.
You're driving it now?
I am.
Nice, all right. Other question, are you a hanky or a tissue gal?
Tissue.
Tissue, all right. I think, Andrea, you are 34.
I think you are 29.
I'm going 27.
Wow, Jade. 35.
Oh, yes.
Boom.
Andrea,
one
thank
for you,
you
Jade.
I get a point. I get a point.
Oh, good on you.
Thank you, Andrea.
I appreciate that. Next call, let's go to Kirsty. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Kirsty. Tell me, when was the last time you listened to a CD?
Oh, a while ago. I stream everything now.
Okay. Follow-up question to that. Spotify or Apple Music?
Neither.
Oh.
What are you streaming your music on?
Computer?
No, Google Play.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. I use that. Okay. One more question. Are you married, single, or in a relationship?
I'm married.
Okay, Jade, take a guess.
I think you're 33.
I think you are 25.
I think you're 29.
Oh, I would have to go, I'm 31, so you're pretty close.
So that means I said 33.
Over, so that's me.
Oh,
Crevo. Yeah, Crevo, there you go. Thanks, Kirsty.
Thanks for that.
Thank you.
All right, my turn.
We're all even, 2 apiece.
I've got Narelle. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Ooh. You've got a really interesting voice, Narelle. Okay, who was your favourite singer or band in high school?
Oh, that's a tough one.
One of your faves?
Oh, Jimmy Barnes.
Jimmy Barnes. Okay. Do you have a desktop computer at home, or you just do everything on your phone?
I have a laptop.
Whoa.
This is so hard.
Jimmy Barnes' favourite in high school, but you could have just been an old soul.
Narelle, what did you like about Jimmy Barnes? Like, why were you into him? Do you find him sexy?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Okay, I think you are 41 years old.
Jade?
Whoa. Okay, I'm going to go with 49.
I'm going to go with 39.
Okay, 44.
What age did you say?
I said 49.
Yeah, it's me again. Get in there.
Thanks, Narelle. Appreciate that.
That was fun, guys.
Another round. The points are going up.
Crevo's in the lead now.
Oh, well,
3 gold stars.
That changed.
Maddie and I are 2.
Yeah, that's it.
Jade, up next, we're hearing about a problem of yours.
I do. Maddie, Crevo, I've never had an addiction, but I think I've got one to the point where it's now affecting my marriage in the last week with Ben. So I need help.
Buying dog prams?
No. No more dog prams. I'm only allowed one until it's broken.
Oh, good, good, good. You can't have a parking lot full of them.
No, but yeah.
You're going to tell us about it next. Is that where you're going?
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
And I have an addiction.
You got a problem, Jade.
I do. I never thought I'd be the sort of person that had one.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's ruining your marriage, you said.
Yeah, the last week has been because I've started rereading the Harry Potter series again. And I guess I probably had the addiction when I was in my early teens, but I never had anything else to do. So it went unnoticed being that age. You know, no job, no commitments, never had to clean a house or anything like that.
What's different?
You got me. But the thing is now, you know, I have my husband, Benny, and I realize he's actually quite needy because rereading the Harry Potter series. And I must admit, the addiction's real. Like, I'm just going from one book to the next. I think I only got the books, last week.
Sorry, I'm just pulling up your Harry Potter music, Jade.
Thank you.
It's a must-have for this
break. Create a little bit of atmosphere. Oh. Here we go.
And I've just been going from one book to the next. I'm now on the Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. I'm on number three. I'm on the third book now. And I'm just glued to it. I'm just back in the world. I'm in another world, and I love it.
Are you dressing up as a wizard or a witch when you're in the bedroom?
But I have this ability.
You have your
ability.
Magic wand while you're on the couch?
No, but you both know I have an ability where I can just zone out and I can just block noise out.
Oh,
so
I know.
So when I'm at home and I'm in reading these Harry Potter books, I'm just in my own world. Nothing can distract me. Ben's been feeling very alone, and he'll try and talk to me. He's very neglected, and I feel bad because I did notice the other day, the weekend, I actually took my book out with me when we went for a coffee.
And you were reading while you're having a coffee date.
Yep.
That's unacceptable.
I know, isn't
quite
it?
Quite rude.
It is,
really,
isn't it?
Rude. You know what that's saying to Benny? You're coming with me, but your company is less interesting than this book I've already read multiple times.
Isn't that sad?
I've read it 1,000 times at least.
You're actually treating your husband like you should be treating the book, like an item you're just taking along with you to the coffee shop. Your full attention's on the book.
I know, it's bad.
Flip that.
But I just can't help it. I'm just so absorbed. I just want to finish. I want to know what's going to happen. And
you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but
you've read it all before.
I know, but
how many times do you reckon you've read them all?
Oh, maybe not 1,000. Probably, I don't know, I want to say like over the course of my life, maybe 11.
Do you think that you should maybe find some other books to read?
No, because Harry Potter's the greatest. And then, right, I said to Ben, because obviously for my birthday I got the Harry Potter Pandora bracelet, so where you can start collecting the Harry Potter charms. So my sister kicked it off with Dobby, and I bought myself the Sorting Hat the other week because I finished one of the books.
Like, said, as Ben, a reward for yourself.
Yeah. Said, each time I finish a book, I'm going to buy a Harry Potter new charm. He said, you can't do that. I said, yes, I can.
You watch me.
So yes, I feel bad now, though, because he's actually started getting very upset and grumpy. And when we're watching TV in bed, he's like, look, you pick the movie. He never lets me pick the movie. But because he knew I'd
Harry
pick up
Potter.
And it was funny, I did. And he's like, just read your book then. And I'm like, okay.
Well, only 4 more books to go, Jade.
I know.
And they're
keep
big
going.
Books.
How long do
they get
take?
Bigger. They get longer. Like,
they get thicker.
How long does it take you to read the whole set?
Well, in between work and just general life duties, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 days at the rate I've been going.
For the whole lot?
Oh, no.
Oh, per book.
Maybe per book. It's getting longer now. Like Maddie said, the books are getting thicker.
He's still got another couple of weeks ahead of him.
Yeah, easily, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if I should allow time for him. Like, no.
Pencil him into your diary. It's your 15-minute block now. What do you want to talk about?
There you go, Benny. Done.
Time's up.
It's got to stop. Maybe I'll pencil in book time.
Maybe.
That's a better way.
Yeah. Much better.
Save the marriage.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Time's up. Time's up. All right. All right, you got 30 seconds. You ready?
The moment has arrived.
Across across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So, guys, yesterday we're planning the show after the show. We have a little chat. We figure out roughly the things we want to discuss the next day. And Jade noticed Maddie bob his head down a little bit and have a little sniff of his pit, like his armpit.
You were writing on the whiteboard at the time, and I had a moment. I was thinking, can you just sniff your armpit? And you're like, yeah.
Well, you got to check. There's nothing worse
than
someone that reeks of BO. And you know what? If I have bad BO, like, you got to go fix it.
Exactly.
I just want to be self-aware, you know?
Yeah,
that's important. But then, Jade, you were saying that Maddie actually has quite a nice manly aroma.
Yeah. Sometimes a man, particularly some men, have a nice masculine scent. Apparently there's pheromones in it that women are attracted to. So really, we shouldn't be wearing deodorant. If you want to attract a mate, should just be going with the gender.
Well, that's quite the development. Are you saying that you were attracted to me?
You're a good looking guy. But yours was mixed in with a bit of your fragrance as well.
I just liked that.
Yeah, sometimes it's quite nice. I'm attracted to a nice, masculine, natural scent.
See, now you brought this up and I thought, who is attracted to sweaty guys? And you're like, oh, it's a thing.
It is, yeah. Well, I think so.
And I was like, I just don't believe it.
Think about all the tradies, though. You know, they've had a long, hard day at work.
I love it when I can smell Ben's natural odour. It's nice. It turns me on. I'll put it out there. I like it.
13:10:09. Do you like it when your man gets sweaty? Like a long day on the job or whatever, comes home and you're like, oh, that's a good smell.
Or maybe you're like, get in the shower, you absolute grub.
There's something sexy about it. No, it's just there's something. It's natural. It's like very animalistic, you know?
Okay. Are you Team Jade and you think, you know what? Yes, I like a bit of sweat. Or are you Team Me and you're like, get in the shower?
Okay, taking your calls after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Do you like it when your man gets all sweaty?
See, I thought Jade was the only one out there who likes a stinky, sweaty guy.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's a bit of a thing.
Yeah.
I thought, no way, that's like a guarantee. 13:10:09. Are you into it?
And maybe your lady friend sweats and stinks as well. We'll take those calls.
Possible. Well, it could be anyone you're into. I like it.
Something about the pheromones of a man. I can't believe, Jade, after all this time working with you, you've just admitted that my pheromones attract you.
Yeah, I smelt it. It was mixed in with your nice fragrance.
What about Crevo's natural scent?
I've never smelt his, to be honest, because he uses and you use the organic deodorant.
Yeah, I
do. Well, sometimes that means, because I have smelled you before, Crevo.
Yeah.
I think it's the organic deodorant. It doesn't mask the scent as much. Right. So you have quite a natural, not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get it. Yeah, I get it.
You got turned on by Crevo's scent. You did, didn't you? Look at that grin.
Well, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, no, you did. Yeah.
Surely not. Surely not.
Let's take some calls.
Going to Trisha.
Things got real awkward.
Not for me. I felt fine.
Hey, Trisha.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good.
You love it when your man gets all sweaty?
I do, but it's a certain type of smell that I'm attracted to. And from what I've read in the past, we're all attracted to a different type of smell in a man, and they all smell different.
How interesting. Now, what does your man do for work?
He's a truck driver.
Okay, so after a long shift, he gets home, maybe 10, 12 hours.
Yep.
You know, it's a hot day in the cab, and he gets out, and you just say, you know what, don't jump in the shower just yet. I want you to just sit down for a minute and relax.
I love nothing more to just give a huge hug and smell him, because he does lots of physical work as well while, you know, in between
in the box.
Right.
Yeah.
He's loading up the truck with all its stuff.
Yeah.
Lifting nice. Heavy boxes.
I can definitely agree with Tricia.
Forgetting the deodorant that
and
day.
And she is right, actually. It's particular men that you're, like, I could smell, I don't know, our you boss, know and I wouldn't get.
Wouldn't get it?
Wouldn't get Isn't the it urge, funny? You know?
All you blokes out there that, you know, blue-collared hard workers, truck drivers, tradies,
yeah.
delivery drivers. I mean, you know what? So many people find you attractive from your scent. So yeah. all of these bankers and high rollers.
Yeah, that's thinking right.
that, you know, it doesn't pay with the women to be a rich high roller, does
I
know, it?
This is a bit controversial, but I think the scent runs in Ben's family because I've smelt his brother before and it was really nice. He has a nice man scent too.
Wow. You're really digging the boot into him today, aren't you? Neglect and finding his brother hot.
Wouldn't do anything with his brother.
What about his father?
I haven't smelt his dad, but, you know.
Not yet.
I think they just might have the scent that I'm attracted to.
So you like his brother, eh?
Oh, well, the scent he had, I was like, oh, that's a nice smell.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Last week on the show, we set NASA from maths a big challenge.
That we did.
This was
it. Here's what we want you to do, right? We want you to get into your little black book, start flicking through it, and we want you to bring us the biggest celebrity, aside from you, that you can to the show. So we want you to convince them to come on our show.
Nas. He talks a big game. He offered us up the winner of Big Brother, Chad. Didn't answer his phone. So that's a no. He also offered us Cyclone Cyrell from MAFS.
No, he just didn't want her.
No go. So he's yet to deliver a celebrity. So
that's right. Well, it's been, what, a week more now? As well. Who was it again?
Premier of New South Wales.
Gladys, that's right.
Gladys Berejiklian.
Haven't seen or heard, like, any peep out of her.
So it's time to chat with NASA, catch up with him and see why he's failed at his challenge and if he's found us somebody. Because, you know, apparently he has.
Because he's desperate to get into radio.
He actually might get the Shame Bell for the first time in his life in a minute.
You'll love this.
Yeah, we'll
you
can't wait
you
to
love shaming NASA, don't you?
One of the minimum jobs of getting into radio is hustling celebrities for interviews. So, you know, he's got work to do.
I mean, even we can get NASA.
That's right.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos.
Celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my head. 9, 10 and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What's he know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
It's D-Day for NASA because last week on the show we set him a challenge to book us the highest profile celebrity guest interview he could possibly get from his little black book. Now, he promised us three different people. In 1 week we've been promised Chad from Big Brother.
Yep.
Cyclone Cyrell from MAFS.
Who we rejected, to be fair.
And the Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian.
I'm very excited to talk to Gladys.
Yeah, I really want to talk to her.
NASA said he could do it.
He said he was going to a meeting and then it was going to make it happen. Big promise.
But tick-tock, we're
NASA,
still waiting.
NASA, good morning.
Well, good morning, and I tell you what, I am very, very disappointed with these so-called celebrity reality people. I think I'm going to move away from these idiots, and I'm going to go out full hog and get you Ida Buttrose.
Oh, Ida Buttrose.
That I'm excited about.
The head of the ABC.
Yeah, because see, she lives in the next building from me, and I see her every morning. So I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to have a stern word, and I'm going to say, Ida, my darling, I'm your neighbour, and if you could do me this favour and talk to these young men that are in love with you, we're going to get this happen. Forget these reality people. I mean, who the hell do they think they are?
Without I don't know.
Without you guys, they wouldn't even be anything, would they? They wouldn't be anything.
Celebrities.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. What I do like about this situation is you're coming to us with a solution. Now, I do like that in a person. Don't come with the excuses, just a solution.
That's right. I come with the solution. And that's the thing. And the next one I'm going to get you probably is Ricardo Gonzalez.
Who's that?
Do you know him?
No.
You don't know Ricardo?
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
Is that someone you've made up?
It's a racing car driver?
No, seriously. He's a very handsome newsreader from SBS. And I see him around as well. We sometimes have a train.
I love how you've gone to the government media agencies now, NASA, SBS and the ABC. Do you know what? Ida Buttrose is good. She's an icon.
I'm going to have a word to her. I see her every morning, and she's a lovely lady, and I'm going to say, Ida, my darling, this is the story. These boys are in love with you. We're all in love with you. And you are an icon of Australia, and I'm going to get her. I'm going to get the details, and I'll pass them on.
I just Googled her.
Reality TV. I've had enough of reality TV. I mean, these people...
You and I both, Ness.
It's embarrassing.
You know what?
No, that's fair.
I want to share a message with you that NASA sent me when I said to him that Chad from Big Brother was ignoring Jackson's messages. NASA goes, downgraded to a D-list celebrity in my books.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you're at least taking action.
Yeah, I'm taking action, and I'll tell you, because it's my reputation on the line.
It is your reputation on the line. You're absolutely right,
Nasa. Excuse me, Nasa. You're looking after the boys here, but I want to speak to, like, a fun, good celebrity.
Jade wants a hottie, basically, on the show.
She wants me on the show.
Well, we've already got Nasa.
We already got you, Nas. Somebody else.
What do you want, Jade? Anything for you, darling. What do you want, darling? What do you want? Anything for you. What would you like? Do you want me to send you flowers? Do you want me to come and give you chocolates? What do you want?
Oh, okay.
Jade's well open to bribes. I'll tell you that much for free. So start flowers and chocolates? Do you want them? Or do you want to... Is there a guy you want to talk to, a hottie?
No, you know who I'd really like to speak to? Kerri-Anne Kennelly.
Cack.
Who do you want?
Kerri-Anne Kennelly.
You have to send me a message on that one so I can remember, because, you know, I got so much on. I mean,
you're a very busy man. We know you've got your fashion YouTube show and everything,
right.
Don't you?
Well, coming look. Up, yeah, all that stuff's coming up. Wednesday we're releasing the
Drab to Fab.
The spoiler. Yeah, Drab or Fab. And I'll tell you what, these people are drab at the moment in my books.
Yeah, well, very right. good.
Perfect. Well, look, NASA, we'll catch up with you next week. We need a celebrity because three have failed and we need one.
I will. As I said, I will going to get Ida Buttrose, and I will have a word to her, and I will report to you before we go on air.
Don't let me down, NASA.
I promise I won't.
You don't want to be the man with the empty promises.
Yeah. In the meantime, I send you my love.
We love you too.
Thank you, NASA.
It's okay. See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Well, we'll see how he goes.
Yeah. He's made more big promises.
Bigger stars each time.
Yeah. He's telling us he can get the Queen of England next week and he lives in the same building or something.
I hope so.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creeso.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free coming up after this with producer Jackson.
Yo, some Blessed Union of Souls is in the playlist.
Yeah, it is.
Taking you back. Also, too, I got Rita Ora. I was trying to have a little bit of a fun fact about some of the artists.
Yeah.
And teasers, right? I've just Googled her. I've gone back months and months, and the only thing that they're writing about is Rita Ora looks warm and comfortable in knitted scarf. She must be a very boring person. I mean, great singer.
But just enjoying a break.
I always think, you know what? The tabloids are really drying up on news stories when the story is about something a celebrity wore and that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this one. Rita Ora falls down gutter stepping out of SUV in Los Angeles.
Oh, leave her alone.
Matchbox 20 as well.
Even Rihanna hated Rita Ora.
Really?
You know, Rihanna got her kicked off the Roc Nation label because at the time, when Rita Ora first sort of, you know, entered the scene, Rihanna thought she was too similar, like had a similar look to her.
Ah.
I've heard too, Beyonce doesn't like her.
Yeah, because isn't Rita Ora was flirting with Jay-Z?
Yeah,
that was the rumor.
Jay-Z discovered her as like a 16-year-old.
Oh.
That's right. Now, the only great clothing story about celebrity, do you guys remember Lenny Kravitz's enormous scarf?
Yeah, the blanket scarf.
He still wears them.
I know. How ridiculous. The most ridiculous thing you've ever seen.
Hey, guys. Thank you, Jackson. It's coming up after 9 o'clock. Next, though, we're catching up with another one of our couples for the Novo's Wedding at Your Door. The 9th of October, we are marrying 5 couples in one day.
I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to this.
We're chatting to Katie next. Now, interesting story. Katie is getting married in her Batman pajamas.
I love this.
And her husband, too. Or and her soon husband. Soon-to-be husband.
Joined by Jeff, Jeff has even purchased matching pajamas. So the three of them will be in pajamas.
I love it.
It's very cute. I like it. What we thought we'd do, a little Batman quiz.
Oh, fun.
With Katie.
Bit of fun.
A little Batman quiz. We're going to chat with her next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Yeah, that's right. 5 weddings in one day. It's going to be incredible. Pop-up weddings in people's front yards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so much fun because it's just a good vibe to be getting around getting people married.
Sure is. 11 days to go, guys. Can you believe it?
The countdown is on.
Katie is getting married in 11 days. Katie, good morning. Tell us, how are you feeling? Are you nervous?
Very nervous.
Oh, you'll be fine. Have you been married before, Katie?
I have, yes.
Yeah. Is it still, like, nerve-wracking the second time round?
What was that, sorry?
Is it still nerve-wracking the second time round?
It's not as nerve-wracking. I feel a little bit better about this one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good sign.
It definitely is.
Now, a quick rundown. What are you wearing? Have you organised those? Oh, actually, we know that. Batman pyjamas.
Yes, we have our Batman pyjamas. We've gone out and purchased the little kids some pajamas too, and I have to give a little shout out to my sister Chloe. She actually went and purchased a Batman jumpsuit for our newborn to wear.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Cute. And so what are you going to do with your hair and makeup? Are you going to have that still done, or are you going to wear like a black veil to go with the pajamas? Or
I was actually talking to my partner about that the other day, so I'm going to wear some yellow high heels in my pajamas, and I'm thinking of making myself a black and yellow veil to wear.
Oh, beautiful.
You are just going all out and having so much fun with this.
It will be, yes.
Hey, Katie, talk us through the fascination with Batman. How did this begin?
It probably began with Nathan. So Nathan would be the Batman fan, and he sort of got me into it. So then we just all become crazy Batman fans.
That's so cool.
Well, do you know what? We thought we'd have a little bit of fun today. Seeing that you love Batman so much, we thought we'd do a little Batman quiz with you. Do you think you can nail this? Do you have enough Batman knowledge to get through this, do you think?
Nathan has probably got the best Batman knowledge, but I could probably give it a little go of depending on what I know.
All right. Well, look, Nathan is behind you right now. Not happy if you get this wrong. Let's do it. Oh, terrible, isn't it? God. You're not a fan of the TV show, are you?
I haven't actually sat there and watched the TV shows. I'm more so, I will watch the movies like The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight's the modern stuff.
Hamish from the newsroom is absolutely appalled that I've just criticised that TV show. Come on, Adam West.
Batman was the best.
Terrible, terrible. All right, let's do it, Katie. Our question number one for you today is, who directed the 1989 film Batman?
Oh, my goodness, John. I will have no idea.
I bet Nathan's here, right?
Nathan would probably know. Oh, my goodness.
Do you want to take a guess or?
Classic. Tim Burton.
I have no idea either.
Don't worry. You're not alone.
Mm. All right. Question number two.
Which character said this quote in the 1997 feature film Batman and Robin?
I killed the dinosaurs.
What character?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, that's the actor. Do you remember?
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, one right.
Good job.
All right, next question. What colour is the Riddler's costume in Batman Forever? That's the 1995 version.
Played by Jim Carrey, of course.
The Riddler. He was wearing a costume. What colour was it?
Oh, my goodness. I am going to say red.
No, it's green. Katie, why are you getting married in Batman outfits and you don't know anything about it?
I was going to say green.
To be honest, these questions are a little bit Batman nerdy. Like,
No, they're not. They're simple.
I thought it was going to be like, what shape is the Batman's logo? That sort of thing. A bat, right?
Yeah, easy. Well, or what colour? Or maybe like the bat bone.
Should we do the last question?
Last question.
You've got it. Really hard.
I don't think it is.
All right, here we go. Fire it off. What's the last question, Maddie?
Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me by U2 was released as a tie-in to which Batman movie? Batman Forever.
Yeah, no. I've heard of that movie.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. You can just like the movies. You don't need to be a whiz kid on it.
You're allowed to wear the pajamas. You can do whatever you want.
I know. We wear pajamas every day.
That's a true fan, actually.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Yeah. You have Batman pajamas, Maddie?
I don't know.
Are you even a real fan of Batman?
Not even Batman jocks.
No, I don't, no. I have Star Wars jocks.
We'll get you a pair for Christmas.
Thanks, Steph.
There's a gift.
Look, a bit of fun. Katie, Nathan, we're so happy for you. I will see you on your wedding day.
Can't believe that.
It's going to be great. October 9th, live streaming the whole thing, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novo.
Second day of the school holidays, guys. Mm. Bloody nightmare, hey?
Oh, is it? I don't know. What's happened to you?
I've seen on my Facebook feed so many people whinging about school holidays.
Just been busy, shops busy.
I think with the lockdown and stuff as well, people's parents' attention spans have shrunk so much and their patience levels. Mm. So the kids, you know, were at home for so long at the sort of first half of the year and
they're like, back again.
Back again.
To be honest, it's felt like the kids have been off school all year. It's COVID-19.
On and off, yeah.
It's actually funny, actually. I was talking to a teacher that plays with us at Pickleball, and I said to her, I was curious. I said, oh, how are the kids been going with COVID-19 this year, you know, with studying? Have they found it difficult? And she's like, no, it's been quite easy. Like, most of the children have adapted really, really quite well.
That's good.
Yeah, I bet there'll be some kids, though, who'll blame their bad marks on the fact that they just didn't do any work at home. And she's like, well, yeah, obviously.
Obviously. Kids always think of that before you do.
Yeah, and, the parents always like someone to blame. It's not the kid's fault. But she said, it's actually been quite adaptable,
isn't it interesting? Now we have like backup plans for whenever anything of this scale ever happens.
Like,
we know
that
you can still work and go to school from the comfort of your own home.
Mm. I think a lot of people will be considering it now, you know.
Well, new working arrangements. Mm, wish we could do that.
Be convenient.
One day.
Actually, no.
You ticked it off the bucket list. You really wanted. You were dying to do it.
Sounds better.
I'm going to test the equipment, guys.
I've got COVID. I'm getting a sniffle. Oh, I can't come in just so we can tick it off his list.
You
adorable little man.
Well, that's a lie. I actually got told by work to get a COVID test, but okay.
Yeah. Of course.
Very good. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah.
Anything special happening?
Mm-hmm. Hope my car gets fixed.
Oh, yeah, your car, your shower screen's in.
Yeah, all
waiting for it to dry.
Busy day.
I've got a gym. Gym's on the cards.
Reading Harry Potter for 7 hours.
Yeah, before Ben gets home. Before Ben gets home. And then when Ben gets home, I've got to put the book down.
Close the book.
Put the book down.
Can you do us a favour?
Yeah.
Why don't you, prank him and play this music as he walks in and just, have it playing.
I want to watch this movie.
Whilst you're reading it?
That's funny.
Poor guy.
I know.
All right, guys, have a great day. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off next with you, Jackson. What's on the way, mate?
Talking about working from home, Shania's doing just that. She's got a new album on the way, guys.
Oh, good on her.
This is for our listener, Trish. She loves this song.
She does.
Sings it at karaoke.
This would be my karaoke song.
Really? Love
songs. Al Braithwaite, love songs.
Bloody great, isn't it?
I know, right? Yeah. We love our classic artists here in Australia, don't we?
Do you know what? I've heard so many radio announcers say, can you believe he's 71 years old? Why does that even matter? He makes good music.
Age is just a number.
I was legit going to say that as well just then. I can't believe he's 71, but whatever. I mean, shade me, whatever. Mally, what's good? Kygo as well, coming up 105 commercial free.
Awesome. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
See ya.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.